what's fighting where and when, and how to catch them.
Got one.
Mozza's Hot Bites.
Thanks to West Hobart Plumbing Centre. Bathroom, kitchen and anything plumbing. They'll save you money.
Here he is.
Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sarah. Good morning, Jono. Good morning, Hobart and surrounding suburbs.
He feels good.
He always feels good.
That song, yeah, too, right.
Now, mate, you've come up with a quick theory, a theory from a marine biologist about what happened with the whales.
Yes, indeed. I've had some friends working around there in the forces and the rescue areas over the last week or so, and I have a valuable theory. Now, it is only a theory, there's no truth behind it, but in the days leading up to the big event of the whales getting stranded inside the heads at Macquarie Harbour, there was a significant high-pressure system which lowered the level of the water in Macquarie Harbour.
Yep.
So the tide goes out, plus the extra pressure, what's it called, hectopascals?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
so there was the locals noticed that the bay actually was lower than normal in water. Then there was a storm came through, and there's a significant change in air pressure, which mated with an ingoing tide, and basically there was a big feeding event outside the head, so there's whales and dolphins and all feeding on this bait, and they got vacuumed into the harbour, they're sort of saying, because all of a sudden all this water filled up a massive big harbour through a little inlet, and they just happened to be out the front feeding. So that's their theory. There was no seismic testing going on, which I did hear people's theories of that, and meteorites and Japanese testing stuff, whatever else. That's their theory.
So that would suggest that it's not intentional on the whales?
Nature.
Not really, no, but once one or two got stranded in there, the distress call they make attracts all the others, Jono, and they come to see, how can I help? Like a seagull. Yep. You ever see an injured seagull? There's like 50 other seagulls trying to help it.
They're trying to eat it, mate. Don't think they're trying to help it.
It's not a chip.
They're trying to eat it.
They tied a chip to one of their backs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Watch this. This should be fun.
Exactly right. But listen, stuff, mate.
Well, yes, indeed.
Nature.
It did.
It can be cruel. What's been going on in the fishing season? Now, the recreational fishing sector aren't happy with the bag limits that the state government have trying to cut their bag limit on abalone throughout the state. Now, they've had a bit of a fight with them.
Well, basically they're trying to cut down the recreational take. Now, the recreational take compared to the commercial take is 2% of the total allowable catch.
Yep.
Not a big deal.
No.
Not a great deal.
Nothing.
So, basically, they're trying to cut that back. So, we can't, I think it's taken back from 10 to 5 or whatever per person. But basically what they're saying is that 2% taking some out of that is going to make no difference really to the big major total level catch. So the TASFA crew have put forward a disallowance motion against the bag limit change for recreational abalone on the East Coast. And it's been backed by Tarfish too, the major leading body.
Good.
So that's great to hear. And I mean, you know how many abalone come out of the water each year. I don't. But there's a fair jag, I'm tipping.
Oh, yeah, 2,500 tonnes it used to be. I'm not sure now. Mm. I mean, I used to get around 30 tonne a year.
30 tonnes, that's $30,000 notes
kilos.
Off the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
But I'd like to go and get those ones.
Well, they're doing the stunted ab at the moment. You probably know a bit about that too. People out there, listeners, wouldn't probably understand, but the stunted ab is where all the abalone divers go up to Bass Strait. And
that's right, up in the northern blacks, they call them, out into Georgetown we used to go, out into the middle there and get some smaller ones, and up around the islands in Bass Strait, Deal Island.
Adam Buckpitt said he was going up there last week.
Yeah, get a few.
Yeah, it's a strange because they're quite small, the stunted ab, they say.
Yeah, they are.
Are they used
much
for canning?
I don't know. I mean, they'll eat anything.
On that bombshell.
Yeah, anyway, let's move on.
We'll come back next and find out where the fish
right
are biting.
Righto, dude.
Where we can use our ushy lures.
Done. Oh, yeah, the ushy lures.
Oh, not
storm.